Cameron, what do you see the Seattle team going to play this Sunday?
Say it again.
What do you see the Seattle?
What do I see?
Yeah, what do you see?
They're good. You know, obviously you look at what they've been able to do the past couple weeks. You know, they've beaten people pretty handily. You know, they're hot right now, but you know, we know that, you know, it's a team that we beat earlier this year, and it's going to take our best effort in Seattle this Sunday if we want to go up there and get another win.
How huge would it be for this team to finish over 500?
You know, it'd be nice. You know, I think it'd be really big. It'd obviously be something that we could build on going into next year. You know, obviously, you know, we'd like to still be in the playoff race, but, you know, that's gone, and we could still finish over 500 and still go undefeated in the division. You know, and those are two things that, you know, we'd like to get accomplished this Sunday.
Sam, considering how far this division has come as a whole, I think it's first in the league in winning percentages as a group. Would that add to it, to knowing that this isn't the old NFC West?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. To go undefeated in this division this year, I think, would say a lot about this football team. You know, just since I've been here, this division, you know, it's gotten a lot better, a lot more competitive around the league. So I think it would be really nice and would say a lot about this team if we could go, you know, 5-0-1 against our division.
What have you seen? I mean, obviously the defense, it seems like everybody's kind of turning towards a smash mouth type of defense, blue hot type of defense. Is that the biggest difference that you've seen the last week?
Yeah, you know, I think if you just look at all the teams in our division now, they all have very, very good defenses, and I think that's been, you know, one of the reasons for the improvement.
Sam, before the Minnesota game, you talked about keeping Peterson off the field. Is it more essential for your offense to keep their offense off the field right now?
Yeah, you know, we understand it's kind of similar to 2 weeks ago when we were playing Minnesota, and the fact that, you know, with the way they're scoring points right now, you know, it's essential for us to control the football, keep ourselves on the field, convert third downs, and control the clock, and give their offense as few opportunities as possible.
How amazed are you by the number of points that they're putting up everywhere?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty impressive. You know, they're scoring points. They're scoring a lot of points on offense. You know, they're scoring points on defense. They're scoring points on them. They're scoring in every phase of the game. You know, so I think that's even more critical for us not to give them anything this week.
Has your defense changed much since when you played them back in September?
You know, they haven't changed a whole lot. I mean, they're still lining up, you know, a lot of eight-man fronts, you know, taking away the run. You know, they're just a really solid group. You know, very disciplined. They don't make a lot of mistakes. Obviously, losing Browner hurts, but you know, I still feel like they've got one of the better, if not the best, secondary in the league.
What's it like playing up there? Do you like playing up there? I mean, it's loud, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's loud. You know, it's obviously, I think it's a great, great atmosphere to play in. You know, their fans are going to be into it. It's going to be a challenge for us. You know, we had to work a couple of whisper cadences at practice today, just getting everyone used to not being able to hear the cadence. But I think everyone in this locker room looks at it as, you know, a great challenge for us to go up and get, you know, another road win, you know, and a big road win at that.
Do you feel that this game would be one of the biggest games of your career so far?
I don't know if I'd go that far, you know. The first time we went up there, my rookie year, you know, the playoffs were on the line. Obviously, that's not the case this year. You know, but, you know, like each week, it's an important game. We'd like to win this one, finish the year off with a win, and take that into next year.
Do you feel like the way the team's going, which I think Arrow's pointing out, is it almost like this time of year would you almost like to keep playing if you could, as opposed to maybe some other seasons, like last season?
Yeah, compared to last season, yes. You know, I think everyone last year was ready for, you know, the year to be over with. But, you know, winning four of our last five, you know, looking to go make it five out of the last six this week, you know, I think this team has come a long ways. You know, we've gotten a lot better. You know, it seems like, you know, the road's been a place where we've struggled too, and I think now we've won three in a row on the road. I think it just speaks about the maturity and the development of this team.
You have a weird statistical thing, kind of off topic, on your receivers. Only 7 yards separates the top three. Or any of them kind of bugging you to maybe throw me the ball so they can win the team receiving title?
You know, none of them have come to me yet. It's still early in the week. I think everyone may still have, you know, Christmas on the mind. But I'm sure that as the week goes on, that'll probably be brought to my attention.
Does that show just how maybe balanced? And I know data's been out, but just more balance in the receiver core?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it shows that we're not afraid to spread the ball out. You know, the ball could go to any number of our receivers. We're not going to force it to one guy, and I think those numbers show that.
I think you guys are 7 of the last 8 in the red zone, putting it in the end zone. Just what have you seen down there in terms of the movement for here towards the end?
Yeah, you know, obviously that's an area where we struggled earlier in the year. But I think if you look at one of the reasons we've had success down there lately is, you know, we haven't killed ourselves. We haven't had penalties to put us in long yarded situations or to take us out of the red zone. And when we've had third downs, we've converted them. And I think those are two critical keys to succeeding in the red zone.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Sam.